They asked a shaila about someone who is going to be an aide at a wedding, and he wanted to know for himself whether he's considered kosher le'edus, and number two, for the person with whom he's going to be an aide, is that person considered kosher le'edus? Now, he obviously didn't give any details about the other person. This person is, you know, he's a ben yeshiva. Ben Torah is generally assumed that people who are of such status are kosher le'edus. And the person about whom he asked, I don't know any details about him, but let's assume for argument's sake he's an Orthodox Jew. He's a, you know, Shomer Torah mitzvos in name, certainly, and he's not perfect. He maybe talks during davening, or he, you know, he's not always makbid to wait a full 6 hours in between Basar and Chalav. I don't know exactly what we're talking about, but the guy seemed a little apprehensive about his friend who was going to be the second aide. Maybe this would be a problem for the efficacy of the Kiddushin. So, obviously, this is a big sugya. It's not something to be spoken out very bekitzer, but I'll give you the Roshi Prakim, or at least some of the Roshi Prakim, about this inyan. So, in terms of what's considered a psul for edus, so the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara speaks in a few places that a rasha is pasul le'edus. We learn this from the actual lashon of the Torah, that the, I think it's in Parshas Mishpatim, it says, al tashes yadcha im rasha lios eid chamas, and Chazal darshan al tashes rasha eid. A rasha is not allowed to be an eid. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama, and Yevamis, Sanhedrin. It comes up a few places in Shas, and the Rambam paskins this way, that anyone who has a din of a rasha, is considered a rasha, is automatically pasul eidus. You can find this in Hilchos Eidus Perek Yud. In the opening halacha, the Rambam writes, Harishoim psulim le'edus min haTorah, shenemar al tashis yadchim rasha lios eid chamas, mipi hashmo lamdu al tashis rasha eid, like we just said. And the Rambam says, a rasha is automatically pasul midaraisa. And then he says further, v'afilo eid kasha sheyodea b'chaveru shehu rasha v'ena dayanim makirim risho. If you know that the guy testifying with you is a rasha, and the other dayanim don't know this, asul alahadimo, afal pishu eidus emes. Even though you're telling the truth, you're still not allowed to testify in conjunction with this other eid. Mipnei shemitztarif atzmo imos v'nim tzuzeh hakasher heishis yado imarasha ad sheniskabla eiduso. So you were mitzdarif to him, and you caused his testimony to be accepted. So you basically facilitated this iser daraisa. And he says, "Vein tzarich lomer." Obviously, I aid kasher shiyodeya beedus lechaver of yodeya sheha aid hasheni imo aid sheker. If you know the other guy's lying, she'asul lo lahaid. Right? Certainly, then you can't testify together with him. And Allah beis, the Rambam says, so who is a rasha? Kol she'aver avera shechayavan ala malchus zehu rasha u pasul. So This is where it gets very complicated, because he says anyone who violates an Issa Doraisa basically is considered a Rasha, if he would be Chayiv Malkus. Sharia Torah Karla Mechuyiv Malkus Rasha. Person is called by the Torah, if he's Chayiv Malkus, he's called a Rasha. Shenema Vahayim bin Hakos a Rasha. Vein Tzarech Lomer Mechuyiv. He says Beis Din obviously is worse, so it's basically Malkus or worse, and your Pasul Midoraisa. Now after you get the Malkus, you would be Pasul, you'd be kosher legamre, you would not be pasul anymore. But the problem is nobody gets malchus anymore. Furthermore, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet over here that you can be pasul eidus even though you're not chayiv malchus, basically any time you violate an iser that causes you to take money that doesn't belong to you, so you're called an eid chamas. And he gives examples, ganavim, chamsanim, even if you give back the money, you're still going to be considered pasul eidus because you're chashud about things that that involve bribery, and we're afraid that you're going to be too easily bought off. Similarly, if you became an eid zomeim in any way, he has a whole long list over here of those who are both pasul min haTorah and min derabbanan. Ironically, the Mishnah that everybody would instinctively jump to, and you know, somewhat rightfully so, would be the Mishnah in the third parak in Sanhedrin of Eluhin Apsulim. These are the people who are pasul eidus. So it's not really true, because those are the people who are pasul eidus min derabbanan. they are definitely pasul eidus. Everyone say, what's the worst thing you could be? A mesachik bakuvia, a gambler, you are pasul eidus, because that's the first thing on the list of Elohim Apsulim. So yeah, that's the first thing on the Derabbanan list of the things you would not necessarily have realized are pasul eidus, in addition to all of the Rishayim Midoraisa. So basically what we're stuck with here is an idea that if a person is pasul eidus, is any way, shape, or form considered a Rasha or an Eid Chamas in the Torah, he is automatically going to be pasul Midoraisa, which is major bearings on a Kiddushin, that you don't want a couple to be married based on the fact that they had an Eid or two Eidim who were pasul min HaTorah for Eidus. Now, when it comes to the practical halacha, it's not 100% clear that this is going to be the only qualifier. Meaning, if you know that you once violated an Isra Doraisa, so you're automatically considered a Rasha for the rest of your life and you're never going to be able to testify, so Pashta says that is not so. However, it's important to note that in Choshen Mishpat, Simon Lamed Dalid, which is where the Shulchan Aruch codifies these halachos that we mentioned in the Rambam, and he has many more. There are 35 se'ifim for Eidim Hapsulim Machmas Avera. So we're not going to be able to cover even a fraction of those. But just to give a couple of important points, he starts off obviously quoting the Rambam by saying, Rosh's Pasul Eidus, and if you're Chayiv Malkus, and if you violated the Rabbanon, you're Pasul Eidus mid the Rabbanon. If you violated a Shvua, right, if you weren't careful, you were serving non-kosher to the, right, like the Muncie Chicken Man was serving Nevelis and Trefus to the people, he's obviously Pasul Eidus. And Ganav and Gazlan, Eid Zomim, and the many other more examples. You should check out the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, Malve Beribis, obviously, Malve Mos Yisomim. Now, what I want to discuss in terms of some possible heterim, so if you have a guy who, you know, who is not officially the winner of the biggest Tzaddik of the Year award, it sounds like you can't have him be an aide on a at a wedding or any other type of aides. So it's not exactly true, because if you look in towards the end of the Siman, so in Sif Chaf Gimel, it says, Apostle Men HaTorah Sheheyeh Reidusa B'Teila Afal Pishelo Hechrizu Alav B'Vatei Knesios B'Vatei Midrash. The person who's Apostle Men HaTorah, who gave testimony, his Eidus is Batal, even though they didn't officially announce him to be Apostle Eidus. However, the Ramah then points out over here, Va'afilu Apostle Men HaTorah Ein L'Apostle El B'Vadei Avalo Misafik. Oh no, that's not what I was looking for. I apologize. So in Sifchav Dalid, the Mechaber continues, says, Kol mi sheheidu alav she'avar avera plonis, afal pi shelo hasru bo, sharei eno loke pasul, v'hu she'avar al dvarim she'poshat b'Yisrael shehim avera. A person who is considered pasul eidus has to be the type of person, as long as he wasn't warned, he has to be the type of person who violated something that everyone knows is an avera, meaning Klal Yisrael has been machzik these things that they are considered an avera. Aval im ra'u over al davar shekarav osa li shogig, something which it's more considered a shogig in the eyes of people. Tzrichim lazhiro v'achar kachi pasul. You have to warn him about this, and then he can become pasul. Ketzad ra'u kosher o matir b'Shabbos. Let's say you see a guy tying a knot on Shabbos. So nowadays, because of the proliferation of electricity and electrical items and things like that, so we come to associate Isurim of Shabbos with, oh, as long as it doesn't have any electricity, it's not an Isur of Shabbos. It says it's Ki'ilu. There was never such a thing as Shabbos before the advent of electricity, because the only thing that's Isur on Shabbos are things that involve electricity. But obviously there are 39 malachos, none of which necessarily involve electricity. And therefore, if a guy is tying a knot or he's untying a knot on Shabbos in such a way that would constitute an Isser of Shabbos, so you have to warn him. You can't just say, oh, I see this guy. Let's assume for argument's sake that there's an Isser to tie a double knot on Shabbos, or he's tying a chush of a sailor's knot on Shabbos. So this guy's tying a sailor knot on Shabbos, and you're going to tell him, oh, what are you doing? This is, you're being Mechal Shabbos. He'll say, what are you talking about? I'm not driving a car. I'm not watching TV. I'm not doing, other things. So you have to first warn him. It has to be clear to him that this is actually something that's usur, because in his eyes, he didn't do anything wrong. Nobody ever told him, or even if they told him once upon a time when he was in yeshiva, maybe he forgot. It's important to note that he has to realize that he's violating these isurim, right? And as the Shulchan Aruch says, "Meisha rova aminim yodim zeh." Most people don't know this. V'chinim ra'u osam malacha b'Shabbos obiyantiv tzrichim lodiyah she'ayom Shabbos. You have to make sure that he knows that he's violating Shabbos. Shema shocheach. Maybe he forgot that it was Shabbos. V'chinim asachik b'kuvya tamid. A person who is a professional gambler, let's assuming halacha, like Rav Sheshe, it's not like Rami Bar Chama, that a person is only pasul edus for gambling if he does it constantly. So this guy says, what do you mean? Gambling, it's legal now in most places. It's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with it. You become pasul edus for that? That's impossible. Right? And he goes further. He says, you know, a gabbai who skims off the top. You know, also, these are things that people are more heter for in their minds. They don't consider these things. Sherova am enam yodim dvar meilu. Anything like this, people don't consider these things to be the types of averos that will pasul them la'edus. And in fact, if you look in the sma here, I believe it's in Sifkata Nun Zayin, the sma writes that gimel mine hodos pekan. There has to be three things, three informative statements over here. Echad, dafilum ani yodim shehu yodeh shu Shabbos. Even though the guy knows it's Shabbos, mekol makom im ein isra malacha yadua tzricha lodiyah. You have to tell him that there's an isra malacha. Hasheni, im hu malacha meforsemes lister b'Shabbos, kol makom kol shen yadua shu yodeh shu Shabbos. If we don't know for a fact that he realized it was Shabbos, even though we know that he knows this is us on Shabbos, tzricha lodiyah. And hashlishi, av shu yodua shu yodeh la hamaisa, shehu osa shosel b'isser mikol makom yikol lemeimar she'ino yodeh she'yipasal al yedei zeh tzarech lahodiyo. So he says a tremendous chiddush here. He says that he has to know that by doing this act, he will now become pasul edus. Meaning, it's not enough for him to know that he's violating the Torah. He has to know that he's becoming pasul edus. Maybe that piece of information would dissuade him from doing it because he's going to feel so bad about the fact that he just became pasul edus, so he doesn't want to be in that category of being a Jew. So that's point number one. A lot of times you see a guy, he talks during Chazoras HaShatz, he must be a Rasha. So he doesn't view it as doing something wrong, and he certainly doesn't view it as something that makes him into a Rasha. Now, it's important to note that the Nesivus, also in the same Sif, he rejects that third qualifier of the Sma, and he says you don't have to tell the guy that he'll become Pasul Edus because of it. He just has to know that it's an Issur D'Oraisa or an Issur D'Rabbanan, as case may be, and that he should not be doing it. But nevertheless, this is one qualifier that the Sma learns into the Lashon of the Mechaber, that the guy has to actually know that by doing this he will become Pasul Edus, and he has to be warned appropriately. Now, point number two, which can help out in a lot of scenarios, is in Sif Chaf Hei, the Mechaber writes, Ein adam nifsal ba'avera al pi atzmo. Person can't just go around saying, oh, you know what Isurim I did today, and he says a bunch of Isurim, right? Rather, Ela al pi edim she'yeidu Allah. There has to be Adim who can testify to the fact that he actually did these Yisurim. She'en adam meisim atzmo rasha. This is the classic example. This comes up in a bunch of the Gemaras that quote this idea of Al Tashis Rasha Aid. It's talking in the most famous one of Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, where we say we don't believe the guy about himself because ain't other Mesa Matzma Rasha. Umikomakom, says the Ramah, listen, the guy goes around talking about all the Yisurim that he violated. Ain't Osin Oso Aid L'Chachila. We don't make the guy into an aid, right? Obviously, we're not interested in announcing that this is the aid Kiddushin, is this particular guy who violates all these Yisurim. B'chein ein nifsal al kol v'chashad ba'alma, continues the Ramah. A person doesn't become pasul based on just the rumors that surround him, because that's not enough, that people like to talk, and therefore we should be careful not to pasul an aid under those circumstances. Okay, so this is again two important qualifiers that we're not necessarily going to go around saying that every aid is pasul because of the fact that, you know, he might not be the frumest guy in the world in terms of, you know, in terms of certain things that he seems to be doing wrong. So number one, again, because he has to realize and be warned that these things are serious isurim, not just things that people tend to stomp over, you know, the dvarim shadam dashba kevo, right? The types of things that people tend to step on, they don't treat them so seriously, so neither does this guy. And perhaps, as we saw in the Sma, he has to actually be warned that he is going to be made pasul edus by doing such an act. And number two, we don't just passel people on their own you know, statements about themselves. Rather, the guy has to actually be be passeled in front of a court by two edim who come and testify about him that he violated these things. So there's a whole machlokes achronim, perhaps, whether or not this has to be done in front of this particular guy. Does he have to be there when the other edim come and testify about him that he is officially pasul edus? Do you have to do it in front of his face? Okay, so that idea is about a regular person. However, about a person who is known, let's say the guy is officially a reform rabbi and he's written articles about how, you know, to best be Machal Shabbos and how to best, how to best do Averus, and he's known as a scholar in the area of how to violate the Torah. So obviously in those circumstances, the later Achronim, like the Reb Chaim Ozer and the Maram Shik and others, Marsham, I believe, has a tshuva on it where he says there you don't have to be Makabel Edus in front of him to say that this guy is Pasul Edus. If the guy is known as a Machal Shabbos Befarhesia, if the guy is known that everything he's doing is Bemezid and he's clearly, way off the derech, then there's no one who would hold that that he can be considered a kosher aid, even b'dieved, even though there was never a kabbalas edus in front of him, and all we have to take for it is his own word. That's not a situation that we're talking about over here. Nevertheless, we see that it's not a poshut thing to automatically pasul the edim, but the Ramah did say, and this is certainly the way that one should conduct himself lechatchila, that lechatchila we always want to choose kosher edim. We want to choose edim. Nobody out there is perfect, and there's no one out there who's never committed an avera, but nevertheless, we try to choose individuals to be edim whom we know are not, you know, avaryanim b'shita. They're going out there and constantly doing averos. So if a person is called to testify or to be an aid for a kiddushin or something to that effect, so the minhag is that a person should be maharher b'tshuva. He should try to say, listen, I want to be a good Jew. I always want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the best of my ability. Unfortunately, sometimes I make mistakes, and I hope going forward not to make any of these mistakes anymore. I hope to really be mekabel upon myself that I should live up to this edus that I was given, not to be in begeder or rasha. And if he knows that the person that he's testifying with is not the world's firmest guy, so he has to either say to himself, is this guy mamasha machal Shabbos befarhesia, or he eats nevelus and treifus in public to the point that everyone knows that this is his shita in life and he doesn't care about anything, or no, he's a person who sometimes makes mistakes, but in the end of the day he was never officially passeled. He might not have received the proper hasra, and he's not necessarily officially passeled edus. Now, even if that is true, doesn't mean that lechatchila he should be happy that they picked this guy to be the aid. Now, he has other things upon which he can rely, that there are many comments of the Chasam Sofer has this idea of edus yedia, that if there are kosher edim in the audience who are watching this kiddushin happen, so then one can rely, certainly b'dieved, even if there was a legitimate chashash that one of these edim was pasul, so one can rely on the fact that there are edim who either see the maisa with their own eyes, or at least have edus yedia that the ring was given properly and there was a kedushin. They see exactly what they see. It's clearly a wedding, and the chasim is going up under the chuppah, the kala is going under the chuppah, and somebody says areyat, and obviously everything is being done in the normal way. So one can rely b'dieved on edus yedia of the other people who were there, that in case one or both of the edim was pasul, so they don't have to worry that the entire chuppah kiddushin was a farce, that they didn't have proper kiddushin.